Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Is this Kitchen Closets and More?
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Hi, my name is Jose with Cabinet Hub Direct. I was wondering if I can speak to you about distribution and manufacturing kitchen cabinets. Would you be interested?
Are you trying to sell me something?
Yes. Yes and no. I'm, you know, trying to, let's say, join your team in distribution in kitchen cabinets and bath and vanities. We are that's what my company does.
You manufacture them.
Yes, we manufacture them. We're based out of Florida, Gibbs to be exact, and we're able to give a 64% off the retail price. And I think it's worth looking at. What do you think?
Where are your cabinets made? Go ahead.
Our manufacturing plant's actually in Mexico. We warehouse in Florida, and our corporate office is in Ohio. No China product. Other than the plywood, our plywood comes from South America, to be exact.
Okay. Is it a face frame or a frameless cabinet?
It would be a framed. We have solid maple wood faces and birch, and we have a half-inch solid plywood box. Our drawers and our shelvings are at 3/4 inch. We do use the dovetail fasteners. We like to stick to a Sherwin-Williams paint, which goes through UVL and gets finished in a kill oven. Comes standard with soft closed doors and hinges.
Are they already assembled, or do we have to assemble them?
It would be an option that you have. So we can deliver it to you RTA, a flat box, or if you order it fully assembled, it's also possible. Even custom, an option that we have for you. Our turnaround time, this is what it would affect, would be is 10 to 12 days. So let's say flat box, about 10 days, fully assembled, about 12 days, and then our custom, about 15 to 20 days.
Gotcha. Now, when you say custom, is that just depth, or does that include height and width?
It includes everything, height, width, depth. It includes everything. By inch.
So you can remake face frames in your plant?
We can. The only thing, it definitely will affect the price and the time it will take, depending on how specific the customer cut you want and measurement that you want. But we can definitely make it happen. We have
I may have an interest. It'll depend on a couple of things. 60-something% off a number doesn't mean anything to me, but real dollars do. 64% off.
Like you know your numbers.
I've been in this business 40 years. So,
40?
Wow. Yes. Yeah, literally, I started in 1978, so longer than 40 years.
Older than me.
But say again?
That's older than me.
I got my green card. I'm from the UK. I got my green card because I was considered an expert in the kitchen cabinet business.
I'm from El Salvador. I also got my green card, able to work in the U.S. So, I mean, we have a similarity there, you know.
Yes, indeed. I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you my email address.
Perfect.
And
absolutely.
If you can send me something to look at, that'd be great. And you say you're in Gibsonton, which isn't that
far away. Which is Tampa, right around the Tampa area, give or take about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm 35 miles from you.
Oh, perfect. If you'd like to visit the warehouse, that would be amazing.
Well, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. But if you wouldn't mind, send me an email with your information and a link to your website or whatever.
I wouldn't mind.
I know that won't have prices.
It will have prices. So I'll send you.
Oh, it would.
Yes. So I'll send you a link to our catalog so you can view all the colors that we have and measurement. Designs, which is 9.
Okay.
We just added 2 new ones that are not there yet, but are definitely available, okay, which is going to be the sage green and the midnight black. But they're definitely available, so you keep that in mind, okay? I'm also going to include a rendering because I can design it for you as well. So if you send me some measurements, I can render you a design professionally with a blueprint, a 2D picture, so you can see what it's going to look like, and a quote that we've done previously so you can have a better idea of how we work. And, of course, a link to our website, our catalog and a link to my personal email. And that's where you will send any information if you have, let's say, something, a project in the pipeline, or just send it to me and I will render it for you and have it ready for you within 24 hours for you to, at no charge to you. And if you don't like it, throw it in the trash.
Well, I mean, here's the key. Obviously, I've been in business for 25 years in Lakeland alone. So I do already have current suppliers, but I'm always interested to see what's out there. I don't go to the kitchen and bath show anymore. That's a waste of time from my perspective. I go to other trade shows. I go to Milan. I go to Cologne in Germany. So that's where I find what I consider more interesting product. And I'm not always looking for cabinet makers. I'm looking for accessories to go with what we do more than anything.
Exactly. Right? And I'm glad you said that, because I'm not trying to take over who you're already buying from. I just want to join your team, be a part of it, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, I respect that. I mean, we're not a huge company. We used to be, but I've scaled back. I'm 66, but not retiring yet. I like what I do.
Pretty young.
I'd like to take a look and see there may be an opportunity for an idea that I've had in my head. I won't go into that right now. But let me give you my email.
I will definitely love that.
And then when I'm heading into Tampa sometime in the next week or so, I will, try and set up a time to meet with you.
Sure. As long as you let me know 24 hours in advance, I'll have Ashton meet you there. She's amazing. And she can show you around, I would love for you to visit the warehouse. That would be a pleasure.
That'd be great. I appreciate that. I actually go to the different plants of the companies that we deal with, not regularly, but especially when we start working with people, that's something that I like to do.
In Tampa, we actually don't have to operate most of the 1,000 square feet.
How many?
750,000, and we have 350 in Ohio. It's over a million square feet.
Whereabouts are you in Ohio, out of interest?
Our Ohio is in actually East Sparta, Ohio.
East Sparta, where is that? Is that near Cleveland?
No, we're kind of a few hours from there.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to visualize that, but it's not a town I've heard of in Cleveland. But that doesn't matter. That's irrelevant.
That's our corporate office.
Okay. But let me at least come and take a look. I'm running something, running some numbers on a project that I might want to do, and your product might give me the way to do it. So
I think let's
see.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
and
I'm ready when you are.
Time.
No, I appreciate your time is more important than mine.
No worries. We're good. We're both in business to make some money, so I respect that.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay, my email is the letter K. So it's KCAMFL for Florida. FL. So KCAMFL at yahoo.com. And basically, it's the first letter of Kitchens, Closets, and More, plus FL.
Yeah, I see that. So, So it'll be KCAMFL at yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
My name is Graham Gould. I'm the owner, president, whatever else of the company.
40 years. Absolutely, you are. Can you spell that for me, sir?
Yeah, Graham is G-R-A-H-A-M. The last name is Gould, G-O-U-L-D.
Graham Gould. Graham, it was a pleasure talking to you. I'm going to send that right away as soon as we get off the phone so you can view in picture of at least how we work and what we have. And please reach out to me. I think that we can save some money, to be honest. I really do.
Well, I appreciate that. If you're going to send me a layout with your price on that layout, that'll help me a lot, because that way I can do some comparisons with.
Okay.
There's
so
another company that I deal with that may be in the same price ballpark, but I want to see just where it falls. And sometimes it's good to have two opportunities because you have different colors, different door styles.
Options are always good, right?
Yeah. Big time.
So, Graham, so let me ask you, I'm glad you mentioned that to me. So I'm going to send you a sample, but if you have those measurements that you already have with the other person, if you could send those to me, I can send you a quote to the penny, and then you can compare even better. See how much you would save.
Okay, either that or I can take your design and price it with my stuff. So, yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
But whichever works best. I won't be able to look at this till tomorrow,
okay.
But I will make some time tomorrow to take a look at what you're sending.
And then
I'll give you a call back. Make sure your info, everything is on there, your phone and everything, and I will call you back.
This is my office number. Did you see it? The 786 number, 550?
Yeah.
3879. 3879, exactly.
Where is 786? Was that originally Chicago?
No, this is a Florida.
Oh, 786 is Florida? Gosh, another area
code. Yeah, it's Florida. No,
Whoa.
But, Graham, check it out. Please reach out to me.
Yep.
Like I said, let's make something happen. Let me join your team.
Well, say we're not a huge company. Years ago, we used to have like 6 salespeople and 4 crews of installers. I don't have that anymore. I've cut back substantially. I still intend to work for another 3 or 4 years, and then I'll probably end up selling the company.
I can't wait for that day. I want to retire.
I tell you, I mean, I like what I do, which is why I'm still doing it. Otherwise,
Graham, I'm glad you said that as well, because please, if you've been doing this for 40 years, please pass that along. Teach, don't stop without,
I like to teach people to
learn what you have experienced. That's priceless, you know?
Well, when I first came over, have you ever heard of a company called Poggenpol out of Germany?
I have not, unfortunately.
You've not. Well, Poggenpol is Poggenpohl. That's the company that brought me here, and that's how I got my green card. And it is very high-end German product. And when I first moved over here, it was my job to teach the dealers how to design with their product, because it is different. It's in metric, obviously, number one. But it was my job to teach the dealers how to design with it and how to measure, actually.
I'm looking at it right now. Poggenpohl, German.
Yep. And I moved here with them in 83. I moved over here to New York with Poggenpohl.
I was born in 83.
There you go. So, I worked for them first in England and Germany, and then I moved to America with that company. But that was my job, was to teach people how to design.
For generations, Poggenpohl has optimized exclusive kitchens crafted in Germany. Explore the world of extraordinary kitchen designs and let yourself be inspired by our passion. Wow, these are beautiful kitchens.
Yeah, I actually import another brand from Germany right now. Poggenpohl has got their own distribution, but I also import another brand out of Germany also, which is very similar to Poggenpohl.
So, Graham, you do the countertops as well?
I don't. I have no intention of doing countertops.
Those are beautiful. These are floating.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can't make any money with countertops, because the people who do them, whether it's quartz or granite, they'll sell them to the builders for the same price that they sell them to me. So what's the point?
Yeah, there's no profit.
You know,
absolutely.
No profit. Even if I could make 10 or 15%, it's not worth the financial risk.
Absolutely. Excuse my dog. It's very rude.
No worries.
It was a pleasure talking to you. I'm definitely, I could talk to you forever, to be honest, but I can see that you have a lot of knowledge. It's
just been around a long time.
40 years.
It's experience, you know.
There's certain people that when they talk, you just shut up and listen. Do you know? Does that make sense?
Well, I don't know. I'm not good.
Because they might teach you.
I appreciate it. Well, you know, that's the key. When you go to seminars or when you go to trade shows, it's not sometimes the product that you find or the one that you're looking for. It's maybe an idea that somebody says, hey, this is how we fix this problem or how we install this. And you go, wow, I didn't think of that. So even at 66, I'm still learning.
Well, so you can think outside the box. Absolutely.
You have to. You have to, otherwise you get left behind.
Mm-hmm. And who wants that, right? That train will set sail. I mean, the ship will set sail, and you're not going to be in.
Oh, yeah.
As you decide.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So it's important to keep on top of everything, you know. But I tell my installers every day, almost every week at least, if you know a better way for us to put this together and it looks the same as my drawing, if there's a better way to do it, you tell me and we'll do it that way. I welcome ideas.
You know, Graham, I'm sorry if I take a little bit more of your time. I had our uncle who I worked for, and we were doing pavers, masonry work, and he wouldn't. I was only the hand, let's say. I was only the helper. He wouldn't teach me. I never knew why. Like, oh, this is why I told you, please pass it along. There's this one guy that came. He was Italian. His name was Alan. And he called me and he said, "Hey, Jose, come with me. I'm going to teach you how to set stone." Once he did that, Graham, my life changed.
Sure.
Because they gave me an opportunity and a chance. If like you said, if you know a better way, show me and let's do it. Like, why would we do it harder than this? I mean, and my life changed, Graham. My life, I started my own business.
That's awesome.
I did great. And my own uncle didn't want to teach me. I bless him because, you know, he works hard, but
he didn't
allow me.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
That's amazing, Graham.
It's important to, I mean, maybe in a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, I may sell the company, but maybe I'll go and work part-time for a cabinet company to teach other people, because that's something I would get a kick out of.
Why don't you do your own seminar, Graham? Teach, pass that knowledge.
Yeah, potentially could, though. I don't know if people will pay for that knowledge.
Absolutely. I would pay for it. I would go to your seminar. Be like, hey, this guy's been doing it for 40 years, dude. I want to go hear what he has to say.
I appreciate that. I've never really thought about it. It's just something, I did it for a couple of different companies. I mean, I've been for 3 companies. And, that was always something that I've done besides project managing, and I used to do with Pog and Pole. I used to do high rises in Manhattan back in the 80s.
Mm.
And so at any one time, we had 2,000 to 3,000 condos that we were working
on. Wow.
Yeah, it was it was a good time in the 80s.
Yeah, you're not building a shed.
That was fun.
Whoa.
Anyway, please send me your info,
absolutely,
the link and what have you, I'll give you a call.
Absolutely. I'll be sending that right away, Graham. One thing I want to tell you is thank you for your time. I really do appreciate it. Okay?
No worries. And the same with you, Jose. Have a good evening.
You as well. Take care of yourself. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, bye.